Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Young, Beautiful, Successful. It's a podcast about Ariana Grande, and I'm your host, Gabby. So last week, our episode was about Scream Queens. We're getting into the Halloween season. I talked to my friend Kristen, so check that out if you haven't already. As always, make sure you're following at Ariana Podcast on Twitter and Instagram, and subscribe or follow wherever you're listening. So before we get into our conversation for today, which is going to be about astrology and a few other things with my friend Shelby, I have one piece of Ariana news. And it was definitely the biggest news at the end of this past week. Mariah Carey, she tweeted the Christmas tree emoji and a photo of three chairs that have initials on the back. The initials in question: AG, MC, and JH. As soon as I saw this photo, my jaw dropped, basically, because did we ever think that we would get an Ariana Grande and Mariah Carey collaboration? I would have never even thought that that was possible. These initials, AG, okay, it has to be Ariana Grande. I don't know who else it could be. JH, people are saying, is Jennifer Hudson. MC, of course, Mariah Carey, since she's the one that tweeted it. I think there's a Christmas collaboration on the way. I think most of us are guessing the same. I almost feel like it could just be an All I Want for Christmas Is You remix, because last year there was a pretty big marketing campaign behind All I Want for Christmas Is You. The streams are about to explode for that song like they do every year. So I almost feel like it could just be the three of them doing that song since it's so iconic, or it could be a new Christmas song with all of them. But anyway, this is very exciting and it will definitely be a very great Christmas gift if it comes true. I would say that's pretty much the only thing going on. Ariana tweeted, or she Instagrammed today, that she voted and she had a photo of Kamala Harris in her carousel on Instagram. So things are happening, but make sure you vote, obviously. But we're going to get into our topic for today. So next time you hear, it'll be my conversation with Shelby. I like to fuck with you just to make up with you, because the way you be screaming my name made me want to make love to you. I might break up with you just to make up with you. Okay, so today I'm joined by my friend Shelby. She's the Associate Director of Social at Complex. Welcome to the show, Shelby.
Thank you for having me.
So excited. So nervous. So as you know, this is an Ariana Grande podcast. So what are your general thoughts about Ariana?
My general thoughts about Ariana, it's funny because I feel like, and I've said this before about like her and Selena Gomez, even Miley Cyrus a little bit, I'm 31. So like, I kind of miss them being, I know they were all on TV shows on Disney. So I kind of miss that wave. I'm too old for that. So I feel like maybe Miley Cyrus came out first and was like popular. So I definitely like knew who she was and knew some of her music while I was in college, but I was more like, you know, like I was a Britney Christina girl.
Right.
So I missed, I know Ariana was on a show. Not sure what it was called.
Victorious.
So I did, in all honesty, I missed that kind of phase.
You didn't grow up with her. Yeah.
I didn't grow up with her at all. And then all I kind of knew about her, honestly, was like that she was a very talented singer. There would be like big songs that you would hear on the radio. So I didn't like follow her music necessarily, but I knew that she was like super talented. It kind of reminded me, like talking about like Britney and Christina, it reminded me of, people used to always compare like Christina, Britney, and Jessica Simpson. And it reminded me of like Jessica and Christina in a way that was like, damn, she's so talented and has a really good voice.
Yeah.
So those are kind of like my general thoughts. I wouldn't say I'm a stan, but I do know her music. I started listening to her. I know a lot of people like really loved Sweetener, the album.
Yeah.
I didn't really listen to it. I did listen to Thank You Next though, and I think it's an amazing album.
Yeah,
I think it's
I love it
really,
as
really
well.
good. I saw Ariana on SNL, and I honestly, Gabby, I thought her impersonations were fire. She's so good.
Yeah.
She did Britney Spears, Shakira,
Yeah.
Celine Dion. She was so good.
Yeah.
So good. So that was like one of the first things also, like I because again, I didn't really listen to her music. I just knew she had like an amazing voice, that she was real famous, and that her impersonations were so good.
Yeah.
I've like literally watched that clip back before. Like when
Yeah.
you're just like, you know, when you're like on a YouTube like rabbit hole and
Yeah.
you're just like, this video, that video, that's definitely a video I've rewatched before because it's so incredible.
Yeah, I love that. And yeah, she's done similar things with Jimmy Fallon. And I think it really comes from her Broadway background, I feel like. She just has this like comedic timing and she's able to do like these impressions. I feel like a lot of that is 'cause from being on Nickelodeon and then also from doing Broadway.
Yeah, she those impersonations were real good.
No, sir. We are about to lose the Shakira stream.
Perfect. Chloe's Hispanic.
That's a common mistake. I'm actually just very, very Italian.
Well, can you do Shakira?
I can try.
So my next question would be, what are some of your favorite Ariana Grande songs?
Okay. Like I said, I started listening to her on her album, Thank You Next. I would say I love Imagine. I love Needy.
So good.
Love it. I actually like Make Up a lot. I don't know if that's a really popular one.
It's kind of controversial. I feel like some people love it and some people hate it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I also, because I'm a Sagittarius, I love the song NASA because I feel like it's a Sagittarian anthem.
Oh, interesting.
And you know what's funny is the album dropped, and I was listening to it at my desk a lot and talking to one of my coworkers, and I was like, "Have you noticed it's 12 songs on the album? It's like we could assign them to a zodiac sign, each one." I was like, "And Sagittarius would be NASA."
Because is it because do Sagittarius like me time and like staying home? Is that
They need no like the whole notion of
space?
like space and like love me from a distance.
Right.
Say something, there's a lyric about like say goodnight on the phone or
Yeah.
something. I just like I need space, 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 space. So yeah, those are probably my tops. I actually love Imagine and Needy. They're so
Yeah,
good.
I love those too.
Yeah, love them.
So, one of the reasons I wanted to have Shelby on is because she and I both are obsessed with astrology. And we are going to talk about Ariana Grande's birth chart and what all of her signs mean. And we're going to get into it. So, kind of like what you were bringing up about how some of the songs align with signs. Well, first of all, what other signs go with the songs on the album?
It's funny, that was so long ago when it came out, but I think Needy added Cancer, Sagittarius obvious was NASA, Seven Rings was Taurus. I
Oh,
wish I still had
interesting.
that. I wish I still had that list. It's probably on my computer, like on my desktop at work. but obviously I haven't been there since March.
Yeah.
but like those are the ones that like I remember. Maybe Imagine was Pisces. I have to think. I just remember NASA was Sagittarius for sure, and Seven Rings was Taurus for sure.
Love that. Okay, let's pull up the chart.
Yes, let's.
So Ariana is a Cancer, June 26th. She was born in Boca Raton, Florida.
Yes.
In 1993.
Yes.
So I guess Cancer, I know it's the crab, very sensitive. It has the shell of the crab protecting it.
Yes.
What else do you think about Cancer and how it describes Ariana? Because Ariana is very sensitive.
Yes, she is.
I would say she is. She like she's crying in interviews all the time. She's like with, there's that interview, it was around when Sweetener came out. She's like being interviewed by Ebro and like sobbing.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I'll send that to you.
Okay, I missed that one.
I mean, it's sad. It was really emotional.
Okay. Yes, she does have her sun in Cancer, which is a cardinal water sign. Mm. So it's a highly, well, you just said it's a highly emotional, nurturing, super protective of family and loved ones sign.
Yeah.
Can be moody, and can be passive aggressive depending on where their Mercury is. So Mercury rules your communication. So how someone mm-hmm. communicates is ruled by their Mercury. It's funny, I grew up, my mom's a Cancer and she has like her whole chart is Cancer. Wow. So I grew up in it and I'm a Sagittarius mm-hmm. with a lot of fire in my chart. So it's like, we couldn't be more different, my mom and I. But yeah, I mean, if you're saying she's sobbing on an interview, that's big Cancer energy.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. My God. And then what else? So her moon is in Libra. And I know Libra.
Yes.
It's a lot about like partnership.
That was the first thing actually when you sent me her birth chart. That was kind of one of the, I guess the first thing that stuck out to me was that she has no fire in her chart except mm-hmm. for she has her North Node in Sagittarius. So that was kind of the first thing that stuck out to me was there's no fire in her chart. Then it was her, probably the next thing was that she has Venus in Taurus. So Venus is the planet of beauty. She has it in Taurus, which rules the throat.
Mm.
And she has a beautiful voice.
Clearly. Very interesting.
She has Mercury in her seventh house, which is her house of partnership. Well, everyone's house of partnerships and relationships. And then she does have her moon in Libra, which you were just talking about. So those were kind of the first things that stuck out to me about her chart, I guess.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So with the moon in Libra, I know Libra is a lot about, obviously it's the scale. And so it's a lot mm-hmm. about fairness and partnership. And you were saying that when we were texting off pod, that it shows kind of that she's always in a relationship.
Yeah. So it's funny. An astrologer once called the moon, she worded it as the reigning need of the personality. So oh, like it's like in your soul, and as you get older, like you become more your moon.
Mm.
So if she does have her moon in Libra, relationships and maybe being in a relationship mm-hmm. is like central to who she is and like at her core. So it's probably very, very, very important to her
to
be in a relationship or not to go from I don't mean go to from relationship to relationship, but just like being in a relationship is probably like central to who she is and like balances her maybe.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely true. I was going to ask you, she has had a lot of famous boyfriends, and which are your favorite or who you liked her with best? As you know, Big Sean was one of her first big famous relationships. There was Mac Miller, of course, rest in peace. Pete Davidson. She was rumored to be dating a guy from Social House. I don't know if you know who that is, Mikey. And then now she's dating a real estate agent.
Oh, Dave she Dalton. Is?
Yeah.
Wait, who is he?
His name's Dalton Gomez. I can send you a photo later, but they met because through real estate, she was going to get a house from the company he works at.
Okay.
And they set up, she like asked her team to set up a private meeting with him because she thought he was cute. Now they're dating.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I think, isn't Lady Gaga dating someone super like normal?
Probably. I don't know who Lady Gaga is with right now.
It's like, he's like a business guy or like, he's not a celebrity is my point.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Ariana's dating someone that's a real estate agent. All right. Hey.
But who did you like her with? Big Sean, Mac Miller, Pete Davidson? Or what do you think of them?
I'm going to say not Pete Davidson.
Okay.
That relationship, by the way, I wasn't in the relationship, so what do I know? like what the hell do I know? But it seemed just from like every, it was so highly publicized and it felt like very like manic.
Yeah.
It was like they're dating, they're engaged, they're photographed every single second of every day.
Mm-hmm.
It just felt very like a lot and overwhelming, which is typically like isn't sustainable
mm-hmm.
for whether you're a celebrity or not.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say not Pete Davidson. I don't care really. I don't know. You know, I don't know. I'm not in the relationship.
But don't you like, I know you're a Mac Miller fan though.
Big Mac Miller fan. I would say I was introduced to her music, I would say, through the Divine Feminine because she was on that album.
Right. Yeah.
Because she was in the intro. Obviously, they had, I was going to say, she was in the intro, congratulations, and she also had the song on the album with him.
Yeah. Favorite part.
Yeah. So it's funny because, like I said, I started listening to her later. Love Thank You Next. But I would say the first time I really, like, heard her or, you know, was kind of put on was through the Divine Feminine because I love that album. I think it's so, 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 so good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll say Mac Miller in that. You
know? What's your favorite song from Divine Feminine?
Let me think. The Divine Feminine. What? I love that album. It's funny. I just listened the other day. Dang, I just added to a playlist. I made a new playlist. I put Dang on it. Love Cinderella. Love Soulmate. Love Soulmate. Love Congratulations. Stay in Skin. Love them.
The whole album.
I love the whole album, Gabby.
Okay, I'll play a clip of Cinderella because you know that's the song actually about Ariana on the album.
Okay. In my dreams, that's why I sleep all the time. Just to hear you say I love you, just to touch you, just to leave you behind. I told you you don't have to worry, you'll be fine. The type of thing I heard it happen all the time. Yeah, I just want to see you fly. Because your fragrance got me faded, you'll be keeping me hot. Said nothing better than the first time. I'll be at your service like the checking at the curbside. You don't have to spend another second on this earth ride. Wet you like a breath, we'll go a second and a third time. Left you up a first mind. And when you're hungry, I can shove you up a stir fry. Get you some dessert wine, elevate your third eye. First prize, no belt, get a piece, your clothes off.
Okay, back to her chart. I definitely agree with what you're saying about family being really important to Ariana because you definitely mm-hmm. see that. She's brought her family on stage with her at the VMAs. Okay. She's always hanging out with Frankie and supporting him. Her brother is Frankie.
Mm-hmm.
And then what about Mars in Virgo?
What's funny, I noticed she didn't have any fire in her chart, but I did notice that she's a Capricorn rising.
Yeah.
So Capricorn rising. So the rising sign, for people who don't know, like your rising sign is the first impression you give off, how people perceive you. Someone who doesn't know you, right? And they just meet you like, hey, Gabby, nice to meet you. Your rising sign is probably like the sign that like you're like what you're wearing to the outside world.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was interesting that she is a Capricorn rising because she is obviously a celebrity, but she probably, to people who meet her, gives off authority and success, and
yeah.
She probably seems business oriented. People who have a lot of Capricorn placements in their chart, money and status is important to them. They're worried about, not in a negative way, like how people perceive you, but they want to be perceived as successful, authoritative, like calling the shots.
Yeah.
That's a, so she is that. And then she has her Mars in Virgo, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Her Mars in Virgo, that would just like, Mars is the planet of action. The first kind of thing that when you say Mars in Virgo that I think of is like perfectionism, rigid perfectionism gets the job done, like grinds and grinds and grinds until the job is done, which I would assume to have her level of success, she has to have some of that.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
Yeah, for sure. Also, Mac Miller is a Capricorn.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was interesting that you were saying, like, I was like, I wonder what her boyfriends are.
Yeah.
Like, so, you know, astrology, because I don't know.
Okay, well, I know all of them, so I will tell you.
Do the list.
Maybe that will also inform your earlier take. So Mac Miller is Capricorn. Okay. Big Sean is Aries. And Pete is Scorpio.
So I'm going to say Big Sean's definitely a no-go for her.
Right.
As an Aries. She has no fire in her chart.
Mm-hmm.
She literally has none. What'd you say Pete Davidson is?
Scorpio.
Oh, I love it. Like, it's like you meet a Scorpio and like you love it, but you kind of hate it. Like, it's like, is he going to ruin my life? Yeah, probably. Is it going to be worth it? Probably. All right. So he's a Scorpio. So he's a water sign as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm into that.
Yeah.
You know.
I also think with Virgo, I know you are a big Beyonce fan. And Beyonce is kind of an iconic Virgo.
The most iconic.
Yeah, the most iconic.
People so, listen, like, relax.
So, like, how would you say, I think it's interesting, maybe I'm reaching, but just okay. The fact that they're both very successful divas, they have this Virgo energy in their chart. And how would you say, like, the Virgo energy comes out with Beyonce?
Well, Beyonce is, like, notorious for being, like, the... Now, I don't want to, like, you know, overhype. People listening are like, relax. It's the Ariana Grande podcast. Like, Beyonce is a well-known fact that Beyonce is, like a level above perfection.
Yeah.
But, like, she grinds and grinds and grinds. Like, you could see it if you watched her Coachella documentary.
Yeah.
That's on Netflix. Homecoming. You can literally see it there. She's the epitome of a Virgo. Hard working, perfectionist, gets the job done. Also seems to have like a great disposition.
Mm-hmm.
Just very like grounded.
Mm-hmm.
I love a Virgo. I think if I had to rank my signs, I would think Virgo would probably be my favorite. I love a Virgo. It's funny though, because I'd have to Google it, but I know she also, before I was really into astrology, and then when I kind of got into it, started like reading about it and learning, I would always be like, when I learned about it, I would always say like, Beyonce has to have some Libra in her chart. So I always say, I always say you can spot someone with Libra in their chart by the way they dress.
Oh, interesting.
Someone with a lot of Libra. I'm like, I always say that. It's
how
like
do they dress?
My sister has a lot of Libra. And it's funny, you know what, we'd have to Google it, but Beyonce definitely has Libra in her chart. I don't remember what it is though, but she dresses like a Libra. Ariana Grande has her moon in Libra, dresses like a Libra.
But what is, like, what do they wear?
It's just a, by the way, it's like, I dress like very like boring. they definitely don't, Libra.
Okay.
So it's like, My sister has heavy, 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 heavy Libra plate. When she got married a few years ago, I remember saying to my mom, I was like, okay, mom, we're going to have to watch the decor. She's like, what do you mean? I was like, you know, we're going to have to watch the glitter and the sparkle and the lotsness, the extraness. That's like a lot. That's like heavy Libra plate.
Interesting. Okay, I just looked up Beyonce's chart. And she does have Libra.
Okay. She has
Libra in Mercury, Venus, Jupiter, and Saturn, and Pluto.
Wow, she has a lot. Wait, yeah. What were the first two you said? Mercury and what? Venus?
She has Libra in Mercury, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto.
So, like, two of her like big five placements are Libra. Mm-hmm. And she dresses like one.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, also I know that Lady Gaga is an Aries.
Okay.
How would you say, because she and Ariana are friends now.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. Well, they made a song together.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, but they're technically, I guess, not compatible astrologically.
Well, it's funny because I don't know anything about her, Lady Gaga's astrology. Mm. Other than what you just said, that she's an Aries. But, you know, it's like one of my best friend from home is a Capricorn. I'm a Sagittarius. We're not supposed to,
right,
like, vibe so much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's also, you know, dating is very different than being friends with.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So someone you have like a romantic relationship with, it's very different than who you would be friends with, like compatibility wise.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like compatibility, like your Venus and your Mars, like that, to me, that matters like in a partner, because
mm-hmm.
that determines like chemistry essentially.
Yeah.
Like you want like whatever your Venus is, you want his Mars to be that, and vice versa. That's like peak chemistry. I don't care about my, you know, sexual chemistry with my girlfriends. I just don't. Yeah,
very true. Okay. So I feel like we talked a good amount about her chart. So I did want to talk to you a little bit about, I know you've been to a few of the all of the complex cons.
Yes.
That have happened. And
yes, I have.
Thank You Next, the single dropped during 2018 Complex Con. And I know you were telling me before about kind of how it was received at the event and that I just kind of discussed.
I just remember that it dropped, you know, it's like it dropped in at night.
Yeah.
And I just remember like hearing about it a lot, like, oh, Ariana Grande like dropped a song. So I just remember hearing about it. When I got back to my hotel room, it was like the first thing I did. As I got on Spotify and I listened to this song, Thank You Next. And I remember I laughed when I heard her like name dropping people.
Yeah.
And I posted it on my Instagram story and I just put LMFAO. And like, I remember people DMing me back. They were like, you know, like reacting to it.
Yeah.
And actually, it's obviously a bop. Like everyone knows it. Like, But initially when I heard it, I almost thought it was a joke because she did name drop and, you know, obviously she's so famous that like she wouldn't just put out something with name dropping people if it was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that was my initial reaction and I wanted to hear it immediately when I left like the venue. I was like, I need to get back to my hotel room and listen to this song called Thank You Next.
Yeah, it was definitely a moment. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. So one other cool thing about you, Shelby, is that you have been to the Met Gala.
Yes.
with Complex, and Ariana has actually only been once. So you've been more times than Ariana.
Oh, wow. That's the literal only thing that I've ever like have more success, like air quotes. Like, yeah, come on.
But I was just kind of wondering, since it's a very unique experience, kind of what it's like going there. And I think you said you've seen Ariana there 1 year when she wore Vera Wang dress. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the first time I went was 2017. So I went in 2017, 18, and 19.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. It's like, I've told my coworkers and, you know, friends, whoever, it's literally like celebrity overload. It's not like it's not a red carpet where you're waiting on like a movie premiere. Like maybe you're waiting on that one or two, people that are like the stars of the movie or like, you know,
yeah,
everybody starting from like Anna walks the carpet at 5.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and she's very prompt. And then it's like the co-chairs that they walk after. And like, I truly mean this, Gabby, it is like A-list after A-list. Wow. After A-list after it's like almost overload. Yeah. You know, the negative thing is I've never seen Beyonce.
Bummer.
And you know me very well, and I've seen Solange.
Amazing.
Love her.
Also a Cancer like Ariana.
Oh my God.
And you know, Solange is an Ariana fan.
She is.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Oh, okay. I'll send you the video after this. There's like an iconic video of Solange dancing to Ariana.
Wait, really?
Yeah. You've probably seen it.
That's so great. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So I have seen, you know, her sister. Mm-hmm. I've never seen her. No, but it is, you know, it's crazy that I've ever been once.
Yeah.
It's so great. I have seen Ariana the second year I went, and she was with Vera Wang, and Vera Wang was her, like, you know, date, I guess. A lot of times the celebrity, whoever they're wearing, comes with the designer. I know, I remember Kylie Jenner one year maybe went with Alexander Wang.
Mm-hmm.
Bella Hadid maybe did. She's gone with him maybe. I can't be sure. But Ariana was there with Vera Wang. And I just remember like she was walking up the carpet and people were like yelling out to her. Like, Ariana, who are you wearing? Like,
yeah.
And I remember she was like posing for the photographers, but Vera was kind of just walking, you know, with her while she got her photograph taken. Mm-hmm. And I remember like, I guess her dress was the Sistine Chapel.
Yeah.
So a lot of people were yelling out to her, like, have you ever been at the Sistine Chapel? Have you ever been?
That's so funny.
I just remember like hearing that a lot. And I just remember Vera laughing. She, I did see her at the Met Gala.
So cool.
The Met Gala, no, it is cool, but Gabby, it's truly like, it's like sensory overload.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's loud, you're under the tents,
mm-hmm.
you're, you know, I go and I try to capture content for social.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, towards the end of as the carpet gets busier, you know, it is a matter of, it's just so many celebrities.
Yeah.
Truly. So, yeah, but it's cool. And I have seen Ariana. And apparently I've been more times than her.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like we're running out of time. So how about you tell the people where they can find you online?
Okay, so you all can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Catherine Shelby. I don't really Instagram a lot, but I'm more of a spectator on Instagram. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm on the socials at Catherine Shelby. You can find me
love
there.
That. Okay, thank you, Shelby.
Thank you for having
me. Thanks for doing this. Okay, I want to thank Shelby for joining me again. If you made it this far, please make sure you're following or subscribed wherever you're listening to Young, Beautiful, Successful. If you listen and you screenshot that you're listening, I tag Ariana Podcast and I'll repost you. And I'll see you next time on Young, Beautiful, Successful. Bye. Peace. Girl, you're too young.